What up, Julio? Gooch Podcast, season two. Here we go again. Whether we win or lose, I guess. Wow, it's been a minute. What have you been doing since?
Uno minuto.
What have you been doing since? You been on vacation?
Something like that.
All right, we'll leave that for another show later on.
All right.
And what have I been doing? Sitting home, watch TV, getting ready for this. I went to the Brooklyn Hip Hop Fest.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, it was crazy. Eternia killed it, as always.
DT's going home.
Homeboy Sandman, I seen him out there killing it. Saw Random Axe killing it. And get this. Right after the Brooklyn Hip Hop, after I stood for 7 hours out there, killing my... feet killing me. I went and stood for another four or five more at over at Santos Party Space.
What's that?
It's close to, I want to say, where Knitting Factory was.
Oh, okay.
Went to the Company Flow reunion show.
You did?
Woo!
You did go to it?
Yeah. In the building.
What?
Yeah, brother, it was crazy.
They did all their old songs and stuff, everything.
They did everything. They did everything.
Yo, Pluto didn't even go to it, did he?
I don't think so. Shout out to P7. Shout out ET. Shout out TBB family, the Bumps Boys. Shout out
Omega Citrus.
shout out to B-Boy Iron Man 360. Shelly. Shout out to the Urban Movement Tour. Do a shout out to Way Too Early. Don't know why. It's your fault.
Shout out to the Booger Bears.
The Booger Bears?
Broccoli Bears. The Bear Sting Bears.
The Bear Sting Bears. Paddington Bear. You're thinking too hard now. Yeah. Snooky the Bear. There's been a lot of bears out there, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams, he wasn't a bear, but he was a man.
Wow. Shout out to Carmine, chilling right here in the cut.
The Gooch mascot.
Just cooling, like, freaking free balling.
Events this weekend. Today is what, the 10th of August?
Yes, sir.
Events, upcoming events. I got the, American Beatbox Championship. Shout out to Chesney Snow. Saturday 4:30. It starts at 4:30. Should be dope. It's Saturday, August 13th, 4:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Nova, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York. Should be something worth checking out. I mean... I checked it out last year. Was in the building for the championship night, the closing night. This is opening night. I'm telling you about now. Closing night, grand finale, will be Sunday, August 14th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Le Poison Rouge, 158 Bleecker Street, right in Manhattan. It's a nice little venue. It's a dope show. I mean, once you get to those finals, man, that beatboxing gets... next level.
What's that?
Beatboxing?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Like that girl we just saw right now?
Oh, yeah, girl we just picked out. Oh, you want to check that out? You want to listen to it? You want to hear the whole thing?
Yeah, who was that? She was... alright.
Well, she's kind of cute.
Not too shabby.
You trying to get your Gaston on? Your Latin lover? Your Latin lover on?
She got skills, dude.
Let's see. Let's see.
My name is Julie Dales, and I want to win the Beatbox Battle Wild Card.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Son of her invitation.
She got sold.
To the championships. She doing Black Eyed
Peas. Wow. I love the expressions.
Her facial expressions?
Yes.
Break.com if you want to check this out.
She's crafty.
That was definitely. You seen this one?
No.
This is a podcast. We're like looking up videos. So we're like, hey, check this out. Let's listen to this video.
Welcome to Slack TV.
It's My Little. Go to YouTube and check out My Little Pony. My Little Wu-Tang Clan. Shame on a Negro. I gotta watch it on YouTube. Hold on. Whoa!
Ooh, I like the Boondock same type of editing going on.
You know what the best part about this video is? They made the pink My Little Pony. Oh, dirty bastard.
Aww. Oh, that's
crazy. I like the MOP one with Bert and Ernie.
No.
You never saw that one? They're like, oh, you never saw that one?
No, where'd they play that?
On YouTube. Man, you know everything's on YouTube. Hold on.
We watching Smash Cuts?
M.O.P. Bert and Ernie.
Why do I cry?
You never seen this one, Bert and Ernie gangsta rap?
Nah.
This is crazy. Lamadu!
Wow.
Oh! You jumping up and down? Cause crazy.
Yo,
you never saw that?
Nah,
I'll show it to you later. It's kind of boring listening to us talk about videos.
Sorry.
I know you've been on vacation, so you probably aren't up on your current events right now.
Yeah, I was on the illest vacation, man.
It's crazy. I wanted to ask you about, you heard about these London riots?
Yeah, dude. I've been standing tripping over there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why or what. Just,
do you know the story?
Nah, not at all, man. I've just been seeing it on the news.
Alright, so apparently what's going on is the cops shot and killed a gang member. Mm-hmm. Excuse my slip up, but apparently they shot and killed a alleged gang member, and now I guess the youth has been riding like they were riding in LA back in the day after the Rodney King verdict. Were you in LA back then?
Was I? I think, no, I was in Jersey, actually.
You were in Jersey at that time? What? So. Well, really?
I don't know.
That was like 90-something, 90, that was early 90s. I saw him like 93, 92, I want to say? 91?
I was either Jersey or, wow, I don't recall. I mean, yeah, I remember though, when that was happening, I was like watching it on TV though, I wasn't like out there. I probably could have been in California.
You probably could have been California?
Yeah.
You had to have been in California. How do you not remember this?
I don't know.
Do you just like memory lapse certain things in your life?
Mild case, if not severe case of ADD.
Mild case, if not severe case of ADD.
Mild case, maybe severe case.
Maybe severe case. What are you watching right now, by the way, on the TV?
Rambo, First Blood.
Nice. Any particular lines you remember? You know, you want to share with us from Rambo?
I don't really recall or remember which one, but it was a speech he gave to, like, I guess, like the sergeant or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, kind of like he was trying to earn his freedom back.
And what did he say?
Wow, you can't. Don't quote me on it. But it was a good one. I forgot how it went.
Okay. On to the next. You were like, yeah, it's this one quote I like when he's talking about freedom. I don't know how it goes, but it was really good.
It was admirable.
I think not my favorite, but two of the most memorable, I guess you could say, not favorite. Two of the most memorable right now things I've seen about this London riot is one kid posted on, there's a picture of him on his Facebook page, and he's showing off all the stuff that he looted. He got mad Xbox games, Xboxes, just all on the table, and he's posing. Like, hey, look at me, look at my mugshot, look at my face, and all the things that I stole. Like, pretty much evidence. Yeah, you ever seen that?
Nah, man, I don't even know.
Crazy. Another thing I saw was this kid was on the ground. He was beat up. He was bleeding from his mouth. He was all messed up. And his group of kids looked like they were helping him up. And when they helped him up, it went in his backpack and robbed him.
Wait, what?
The kid was on the ground, right?
Yeah.
He looks like he's all beat up. There's a bunch of people. So I guess somebody was filming from the window.
Yeah.
And they pick him up. They help him up. And once they get him up to his feet, they start going in his backpack and they rob him.
Wow. Yo, London is... Yo, I had no idea.
Yo, they got a ghetto out in London. It's called Brixton.
Shout out to Brixton.
a lot of West Indians out there. It's crazy. Whatchamacallit? You ever been robbed before, B?
Wow. Damn.
You ever been robbed in a riot?
Not in a riot, but when I stuck up at gunpoint.
Really?
Yeah.
You like to tell us that story?
This happened in Patterson about 4 years ago. It was me, my boy. What's the name? Starts getting, like, starts, you know, like, yo, he had to get some trees or whatever, you know.
Whoa. He went to the bodega to get some malta. Let's just say that.
Well, okay, yeah.
That's not put his business completely out there. I mean.
Well, you asked.
All right, you know what? Whatever, you already said it, so let's keep going.
Oh, man. It's going to be one. I don't want to spill the beans if I, you know.
You already did.
All right, never mind. I'll just save it for another time. But yeah, it didn't go as planned or whatever. And we ran to a shady individual who said, yeah, we get some mashed potatoes.
he'd get you the mashed potatoes for cheap.
Yeah, and he ended up getting in the car, and it was just a whack scenario, man. Like, long story short, we ended up getting jacked for... I didn't have anything.
Big surprise.
Yeah, but I was in the backseat with the dude, and so I got... biscuit pointed at me first, right on the grill, and I was like, man, I don't have anything, whatever. So he made my boy basically run his chain and freaking, it was just weak, man. He made out. He left, you know, he left the car or whatever. We were just stuck there. Like, so that's how I recall it went. But
interesting story.
Yeah, sorry for.
You didn't have to say no names. I'll probably go back and bleep them out while I'm in post editing. But you know who you are. Whoever, if you're listening to this, and you was in the car with Julio, you know you got robbed.
No, just three of us. Yeah, it was weak. So that's when that happened. This was like 5 years ago. Just a weak experience, man. I didn't like it at all. It just felt real iffy at the first, just to begin with, like going there such late at night, like really, really bad neighborhood, just looking for trees. Or I mean, broccoli. Pardon my
expression.
Like the novice here.
What you know about Kool Keith?
Bushmick is the man. Bushmick is the man.
Yo, this is the best. This is the best.
This
is the best video ever. I'm gonna go on a limb and say it.
Nice.
For any audience members who may not know, who Kool Keith is, Google him, YouTube him, do what you gotta do. But this man is pure genius. From a group called Ultramagnetic MCs, going back like 20 years. Dr. Octagon fame with
Blue Flowers.
Blue Flowers. But yes,
he's produced mad albums.
He's come out with a bunch of albums, but the man's pure genius. If you don't know about him, you might as well, you know, go out and look for him. He's got this video called Bushman, which I'm saying is the best video I've seen in a long time. I mean, he's in a helicopter. He jumps out the helicopter. It's some Rambo type ish. We're watching Rambo right now. It's crazy.
It's fun.
But it's some Rambo type ish. Like, he got like the super soaker gun and the water balloons that explode, like real explosions. He got the girl in the tiger dress. It's pure, you know.
Yo, is that the sensei from Karate Kid?
Where?
Oh, he, Rambo just laid him out.
Where's Ramo at? Who mind it? Which sensei? Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
He laid him out. Hold on. Yeah, it is.
Bushman is the man.
Oh, he laid him out. He need that dude in the nuts. Oh.
Yo, did you ever hear about that when like kids were like putting urine in super soakers?
Yeah, bleach. Remember that?
Whoa, they were?
Yeah, bleach and stuff like that.
Damn.
That was like 90s. That was crazy.
Yo, that's gangster. Bleach is gangster. I mean, pee is like, it's a haha joke kind of, but bleach is like, damn, that's some burns.
The late great Ink Blots, Steve Bugalo Legacy, whatever you want to call him.
You can have some more Pringles?
You can have some more Pringles, man. Go ahead.
More good looks.
My bad.
It's dinner.
Just don't be crunching all up in the mic.
Oh, word. Shit.
Anyway, we used to drive around with a serious one blast super soakers that, like, you'd fill it up and you'd pause, pump it, pause. And then you'd shoot like one continuous huge spray of water.
What's this?
And it was just one shot, like, and it emptied the whole super soaker. You ever see those?
What, Entertech?
Laramie. But we used to drive around one of those and we'd like squirt kids like in the street.
Wow. You're a very bad man, Peter.
Actually, I just cleaned out my attic the other day, and I found my old school super soaker. It was in three pieces, though. It was crazy. Super soakers like had a minute, like.
Yeah, it did.
I remember was it the 50 was the first one? Yeah, the 50. Yo, you remember that short? Yo, that was like, the classic, like, everybody had the Super Soaker 50. Amazon.com Super Soaker 50 Water Blaster 20th anniversary. Oh, they re-released it. Get ready for some creative fun that's totally out of this world. Explore alien-making technologies and futuristic... What the hell?
What? Alien?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Alien Lab, that's what's up.
Yo, Super Soaker 50. Uh-huh. That is classic. Yo, everybody had the 50. Dude, they want $79 for this thing. An original 1991. Yo, I'm not even joking.
What's up with the Nintendo Duck Hunt gun?
The gray or the red one?
What? The red one?
You never saw the red one? Mm-hmm. Oh, you crazy.
What about Gyromite?
The what?
Gyromite. It's like a little robot the first Nintendo came out with, and you have yourself a disc.
Hold on. There it is. The red one. You never had the red one?
Nah.
You had the gray one, didn't you? Nah, man, you had to go for the red one. The red one was the joint.
It was first?
No, it was the same thing. I don't know if it came out first or not.
Yeah.
But it was definitely the ill color to go with, the color scheme.
That was a pretty cool game, Duck Hunt.
Did you get the whole set with the world class track meet and the power pad? You used to run on the power pad and jump over the hurdles?
I remember the power pad thing.
Remember the power pad thing?
But I didn't own one of my neighbor over when I was little.
Was he talking about Gyromax? Hold on.
This is random info. Yo, you got some good Pringles, yo.
Yeah, it was delicious. The loaded potato joints?
I kind of, like, killed them.
It's all good.
Wow. Yo, good looks, man.
No doubt.
Loaded baked potato. This is so good.
What the hell are these?
Remember
these joints?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Disgustingly
awesome 80s toys. They were, what the hell were these?
Wow, dude.
They were like those foam balls with like faces on them, paws.
It was like around the time of like My Pet Monster type shit.
Master of the Universe, He-Man, Evil Horde Slime Pit playset.
Yeah, you know they're coming out with a new Beavis and Butthead?
Boglins.
Wow. You're like my ex-girlfriend.
Blurt balls. You remember? That's what they were called. Blurt balls.
I would have never guessed, yo.
The Game of Torture. Bed bugs. Oh, they had... That was a...
Beachos?
What was this from? Milton Bradley?
Where they were made in Dover.
Made in Dover, New Jersey.
Inside joke. Wow.
Oh, mad scientist. Remember this joint? Uh-uh. You don't remember this?
I created a monster lab.
You don't remember this?
First, you put monster flesh on their creepy little bones. Then pour flesh remover into the monster lab and bubble off their flesh.
Yeah.
Pretty dumb.
Yeah, the skeleton, and you put it in, and it comes off.
The Monster Lab. Watch for time freaks at Morgo's creation, so you too can be a mad scientist.
Too gross. Yo, toys used to be pretty cool back then.
You know what? You know what's funny? Like, I complain now. I see, like, these new toys. I'm like, damn, we didn't have that when we was kids. But you know what? We had some pretty dope toys back then.
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie. And they were quality. They were metal, like the... Like, remember the metal Transformers?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Wow. They wouldn't break on you like that.
Even Voltron, yo, back in the day, Voltron.
And they lasted.
Like real metal, yeah.
Oh, creepy crawlers.
Put more like love and effort into it. They weren't, I guess, as manufactured as quick. Garbage
Pail Kids. I found a bunch of, I was cleaning out my attic, and I found a bunch of them in my attic the other day.
Ooh, collectors.
Rare. Mad Balls. That's what they were called. Mad Balls. Pause.
Mad Balls. Mad Balls.
Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad Balls. Mad gross for one, gross for all. Quit playing with them. Mad ball, they're gross, funny, yucky, sick. There's eight, so you can take your pick. Gross, catch it, oh, fun. There's so much gross in every one.
Yeah, I remember this commercial.
So much ugly, so much more. Gross for one, gross for all. Quit playing with them.
Is this balls? We play with them.
Mad balls.
Yeah, we play with mad balls. Pause.
Yeah, that was a,
yeah, that's the biggest AO commercial. Of yo, you hear this?
Sample that shit, man. That
that's the biggest AO.
Freaky fun for everyone, sold separately from
Amtoy. Mad ball.
Mad ball.
A? Yo. That's all I can say.
Mad ball. Mad ball. Mad, mad, mad ball.
How'd you remember that, by the way?
I have no idea.
But you jumped right in. You know,
I have no idea.
You were like, mad balls. Mad balls. Oh my god, that shit is funny as hell.
Why do I cry?
You see that? Yeah, I seen that. It's old, B. Oh, stop playing. Remember Mask? Mobile Armed Strike Command?
Oh, for sure.
Yo, I had a Mask birthday party.
Oh.
So, yeah, I ain't even playing.
Lucky.
Lucky. Lucky.
Do you take on any sweet jumps? Yo, Mask was ill, though.
Yeah. Mask was effing dope.
The little hood of one of the trucks would go up and it turns like a little machine gun to come out.
Yeah.
Yo, I love how small the figures were.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're more like bendable than Legos. Like, you know what I mean? They were basically.
You know what was dope too? Bionic 6.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember Bionic 6?
Wow, what's that?
Yo, is that GoBots?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's GoBots. Rip off of Transformers. You don't remember GoBots?
For real, dude. I forgot about that. Yo, what happened, man?
Well, like I say, it's GoBots. They got no big-ass movie with Shia LaBeouf coming. You know what I mean?
Yo, my dude is doing mad films right now.
That's your dude?
Been doing.
He's your dude?
Well, I mean, you
know. Oh, remember that dude with the screw, head?
Wasn't he supposed to do is, like some type of hip hop movie or something?
Yo, what the hell's the Hugga Bunch?
Disturbia.
What about
Constantine?
What are you talking about?
I learned the facts of life from watching Facts of Life. Is that Alf?
Yeah, it's Alf.
Shout out to Alf.
Shout out to Alf, wherever he's at. Trying to eat a cat. I understand. I like to eat cat too.
Bibble. Shout out to Bibble for Shizzle. I don't like Bibble.
Oh my god. You're retarded.
Yo, did you see the new Transformers? It was on IMAX.
Yo, He-Man. I lost my virginity on my He-Man sheets.
Wow.
I'm not playing, dude. Oh, remember Micro Machines? Remember the commercial?
Oh, heck yeah.
The dude talk mad fast?
Micro Machines. What happened to yours?
My Micro Machines?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to yours. They're probably so little they got lost everywhere. Yo, remember the Pogo Ball?
Yep.
Crazy. Pound Puppies. I found my Pound Puppy.
Ooh. Yo,
what was the cat's name? Pound Purries?
Sounds pretty,
Weak Sauce.
Pound Kitty.
Rainbow Bright. Ah, Roller Racer. I wanted one of these joints so bad. Ah, it's foul. You ever get a Roller Racer? You remember that?
No, sir.
You sit in a seat and you move the the handlebars back and forth. It made you move forward. Why are you making fun of the roller racer?
I'm just saying, I never, like, wow. Like,
yo, She-Ra.
No idea.
You remember Smushies? I don't remember Smushies at all. Oh, Star Wars toys. Classic.
Dang, dude. Little tiny Ewoks.
Yo, Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin.
He's like the OG Furby.
The OG Furby.
He's like Furby's great grandpa. When I know this, I don't know. This is all information and data from, like, the very, like, darkest region of my brain.
Darkest region of your brain?
Which is barely ever exercised. Straight from the slums of Mindeville.
Mindeville? See, it's like 80s. Anyways, I want to do, like, 90s toys.
To all you listeners out there right now, yo, what up? What up, what up? Hope you're having a good day. Me and Manolo chilling. Up in the laboratory. Straight up. Huge screen TV in front of us, watching the movie on mute. What is it? Swordfish?
I think it's Swordfish.
Wow.
The first PlayStation.
PlayStation.
PlayStation. Super Soaker. Yo, Bop It came out in the 90s.
Bop It.
Bop It.
Wow.
No, the Super NES.
Yo, yeah, was it Mario Land?
Nah, man, my joint with Super NES was Donkey Kong Country. Was it Donkey Kong Country? I don't remember. Yeah. Lost now.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yo, Hungry Hippos came out in the 90s?
Wow, yeah, classic right there.
That's mad classic. I don't know what an Animorph is, because that was
a few years ago.
Pokemon, by the time Pokemon came out, I was way too old for Pokemon.
Yo.
This wasn't happening.
Man, I got.
There goes your favorite, man. There goes your favorite.
Yo, this is like 3 years ago. I got in trouble. I used to work at Toys R Us late overnight.
What happened? What happened at Toys R Us?
I freaking I got in trouble for playing with a Furby.
You gotta elaborate on that, B.
I don't remember, yo.
You gotta tell
like,
the rest of the story.
Because I wanted to know what they were like. I kept hearing things about them, like Furbies, yo. Like this is a new thing. Like customers kept coming in all day, every day, ordering Furbies. I'm like, yo, what's this thing with Furbies? It's like people making reservations, like crazy. Like, well, can you hold the last Furby for me? And like people paying like mad money, more money than like bidding on Furbies, basically. Like the first box shipment that were coming with Furbies,
yeah.
People were already bidding on them. So like, I wanted to see what they were like, and there happened to be there was one that was actually I think it fell out the box or whatever,
yeah.
Or it like the box got ripped, or you know something like that got damaged when it came in on the pallets. So you know me working in the night crew, we had to put it on the side like the damaged goods. So there was like a bin on the side with like damaged like toys or whatever that basically like the people in the day crew deal with, and I just remember seeing a Furby in there with like in a broken box. So I was like, let me see, like I always wanted to see what the whole buzz was about the Furbies, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't really get in trouble, but you know my night manager was like, yo man, what are you doing, like, you know, playing with a Furby, like, yo, you gotta get back to work. So, you know, I didn't really get in trouble, but, you know, he was like, yo, man, drop the Furby, come on, man, we got work to do and stuff, so, I don't know why.
So, was the Furby fun?
It was just interesting, man. Like, I thought that you could program it, and, like, they repeat what you say, but it was actually, they were already, like pre-programmed and stuff. But, yeah, I was trying to share that with you guys.
Nice. Remember rollerblades? A rollerblading craze? You know the joke about rollerblades, right?
I remember Human Giant. He's like,
what's the hardest part of rollerblading?
What is that? Is that
tell your dagger, gay.
I never owned rollerblades ever.
Nah, I just found my rollerblades.
Oh, man. Well, I mean.
Whatever, I was a kid. I was like, 12, 13, like, it came out, I was like, oh, this is an issue right here.
So I guess that's proof that, you know,
gotta
stereotypes. Man.
This came out like late 90s. So I remember I was working already. I remember like they used to come in my store looking for the Tamagotchis.
Oh, snap, I remember that.
Remember Tamagotchis?
Yeah.
They're whack. That was whack. I'm sorry. That and Furbies were whack. I'm sorry. Nintendo 64.
I just remember some girls in my math class that have Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis?
I just remember that, yeah. And they had like Hiro Karaoke pens and little green dinosaurs, dude.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
Anyway.
Beanie Babies?
Wow.
People's paying like crazy money for Beanie Babies. All over the news. Like, oh, here, this is.
Sorry.
That's Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Connect Four. That was kind of. That's old school, though.
What is that?
Oh, that's a Dreamcast. The Sega Dreamcast.
What?
You remember the Sega Dreamcast?
Yep.
That thing gave you a. Oh, the Game Boy Color. It's funny because, like, you know, the Game Boy Color came out, right? You see the new DS's?
Yeah.
The 3DS?
No.
The screen is 3D?
Wow.
Crazy.
How much is it?
I don't know. Good question. Oh, man. Laser tag.
Yeah, laser tag. That's what I was thinking.
Laser tag is a joint. Laser tag. That's what I gotta say. Laser tag. Laser tag was like paintball before paintball.
Wow, was it?
You don't think so?
Laser tag was a minute ago, but they still be having futuristic type.
Yeah, but it's kind of like paintball before paintball, because like I'd rather go paintball than the laser tag.
Yeah, paintball's hurt. And laser tag is like you're surrounded by like glow-in-the-dark darkness. Well, it depends actually where you laser tag. They have like some thing you go to, like, what is that? It's like sports and games or whatever, like a laser tag area.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, not everyone got to go to that. That's like some privilege, like, and it was kind of expensive, but.
Man, listen, I was broke.
Yo, remember the batting cages?
Yeah. Remember the game Sorry? Sorry. Yeah.
No. Whoa, what's that?
What's what? I see what you're interested in.
Bun Buns 1.
That's all you think about is booty.
I love booty. Love it.
This is everything. But anyway.
My weakness.
What's that?
Girls in spandex.
Is it really?
Kind of. I mean, if they got the ill figure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Spandex?
Yeah.
You a sucker for the spandex?
Like spandex pants, spandex shorts, yo. I'm a sucker for it. There.
What about
I said it.
What about spandex shorts, some scrunchy socks, and a pair of rollerblades?
Nah, girls that wear spandex shorts with sandals. Ugh.
It's interesting. I'm finding out new things about you. Which I didn't want to know, but anyway.
Which I didn't want to know. I just spilled the bags.
Oh, I wanted to ask you,
why are you crying?
I'm not crying, I got allergies, asshole. Anyway.
You hearing new good albums, dude? Or any albums?
No, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, something going on TV lately. You ever watched Nickelodeon in the 90s, early 90s? Nick at Night, Snick, Teen Snick?
I just remember that one show with all that green slime and stuff.
You can't do that on television?
Was that what it's called?
That was 80s. Talking about like Salute Your Shorts.
No.
You never watched Salute Your Shorts?
No.
Yo, Salute Your Shorts was the
probably
joint.
Probably if I did, but I don't remember right what? Now at this very moment, but possibly.
Yo, I was in love with the little Spanish chick on there. You never watched Clarissa Explains It All? Yo, I gotta get this out. I've been watching. All right, what I'm getting at is on I guess the Teen Nick channel. They're doing the 90s is all that at 12 o'clock at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing like all the like rotating all the old school like all that. Well, right now they're doing all that. Kingdom Cow, which I never watched. Clarissa Explains It All, and they're doing Doug. You remember Doug?
Yeah, I remember Doug.
Yeah, they're doing Doug. I've been watching a lot of it, right? Just, you know, trying to like...
The cartoon,
you know,
right?
Yeah, the cartoon Doug. Skipping the Kingdom Cow, because I never really watched that show. I don't know, I thought it was kind of whack. It's kind of like later. I was kind of too old for that show once I, you know. Skeeter?
Oh, shit, Skeeter.
Remember Skeeter? Penny yeah. Mayonnaise?
I remember Skeeter.
But I did watch Clarissa Explains It All. And being that I am a low head, my favorite clothing is polo. Like, that's why I try to rock every day. Not that I try, I do every day. I noticed while I was watching the show that, you know, you ever watch Clarissa Explains It All? No. It's pretty much what you're trying to tell me.
Kind of drawing a blank there.
You don't remember Clarissa Explains It All?
I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to? It's this show right here.
Is that Six?
No, it's not Six. It's Melissa Joan Hart.
Yo. I guess. By the way, Six from Blossom could get it. She had a bazooka.
Oh my god, she had a bazooka on that butt.
Just for the record.
What's Jenna Von Oy?
Wow.
You don't remember the show?
She had a butt on that ass.
No.
Sorry.
Check it out. You see her little brother?
She's probably married with kids.
This dude right here, her little brother.
Yeah.
His name's Ferguson Darling. Ferguson Darling wears polo on every episode.
Where?
That I've seen so far.
What do you mean? Like the old school show?
The show. The actual show.
And what, he's like a kid? Like a young kid?
Yeah, he's a kid. He's like her little brother in the show.
Aw, shit.
But like, he wears low. And I was like, this dude's an old school low head.
Ralphie's kids and shit? My bad.
Pretty much. I was like, this kid... is load out every episode. Oh, that's too funny. I was bugging. I can't believe you've never seen Saluki shorts. How do they look now? Oh, I gotta see this. Hold on. I gotta show you the show first.
Welcome to Camp Anawana, the happiest place in the universe.
Remember Ugg?
Wow.
Ugly. You remember this? Donkey Lips.
Oh. It'll be in the background. It's like a little break. Yo, that kid's from, he was in Terminator 2. That was John Connor's boy in the motorcycle. Dang.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hey Dude. I'm sorry. That's Hey Dude. The one, the Dude Ranch one.
Hey, yo.
My bad. Damn it. Where's the Salute Your Shorts intro? See, they show my girl. She was mad cute.
Yo, you know they're doing a freestyle session right now, or this week?
Where?
It's B-Boy week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, I just found that out too myself, so. In California, doing Battle of the Year mixed with a freestyle session.
Oh, the black chick.
Session.
The one black chick.
Ooh, Columbia.
Sponge Harris. Where's my girl at, though? Yeah, that chick right there, that was my girl, Dina.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was fly.
Yo, my girl is Vicky. Small wonder.
What the? Slinger shorts, how do they look now? I just want to see this girl still cute. then, now. Salute your shorts, how they look now. Donkey Lips.
Why they call him that?
I don't know, he's the fact. Oh, damn, he still looks like Donkey Lips. He looks like Donkey Lips with a beard. That's about it. Eric MacArthur, Michael Stein, then. I think I've seen him in movies. Low budget movies, but. Oh, Dina. That's what I'm talking about. That's my girl right there. Yeah.
Donkey Lips
still fly.
Look like, what's his name from Saving Sarah? Was it Sarah Marshall or something like that? The kid that worked at the resort that was like.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jonah Hill?
Which like got lost mad way. I do mad skinny right now.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, the. What was her name on this show?
Bubba.
Yo, for real. Telly Radford? Token black chick? She could get it too.
Rack balls.
She's cute.
What are those sponge balls?
Sponge what?
What was that?
Mad balls.
Oh, mad balls.
Mad balls.
Mad balls. Ooh, Mad Max. Word.
Oh, ugh.
This was like when Mel Gibson was like cool, man.
Was that Mad Max?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Beyond Thunderdome.
Before he was flipping out on Jews and.
I don't know what happened, man.
And flipping out on his girlfriends and.
Something, and then South Park made an episode out of it. It was just like his yo.
He went batshit crazy. Is what happened?
I feel your
pain.
Never
know. Maybe he was always batshit crazy. We just didn't know about it. I needed that. That was my girl on that show. Who'd you have a crush on when you were young?
My baby's mama.
Not really. Who's like?
By my babysitter.
Your babysitter?
Yeah.
I talk about people.
My babysitter's daughter.
I talk about people on TV.
Oh. Wow. It's a good question. I mean, I don't know if I could think of
who
it
was.
Or not,
who was alone time in the bedroom material?
I gotta get back to you on that.
You gotta get back to me
actually,
on
I'm
that.
I'm thinking hard right now. I can't.
Really? You can't think of one? Not one. Oh, you're killing me.
Dude, I'm thinking, man. I'm trying to conjure up the...
Conjure up the what?
The right Nova Scotia.
I wasn't like, okay, you know, like back when I was young, I remember like everybody was like the, what's this chick's name? Pamela Anderson.
Oh, no.
Weak Sauce.
I was like,
what was Cindy, bandwagon. Cindy Crawford. Yeah.
Typical, like. Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. You're going for like that hidden tropical fish. Like.
I'm trying to remember who I was feeling back then. Like, who was like.
Dang, dude. Well, how far back though? We
talking about like, well,
when we were young.
Yeah, when you first discovered girls, it was like, oh man, like I said, like I used to watch Salute Your Shorts, and like that Spanish chick, oof, she did it for me. I was like, this girl right here is my ish. Did you like women in the 90s?
I sure hope so. Oh shit. Yeah, I just started liking girls last year.
Apparently so.
Wow, dude. It's like my memory's being erased. Total Recall.
No, seriously, like I'm looking.
It was that's weird because I had crushes on like actual girls I knew, you know what I mean? Like went to school with and stuff.
Oh, I had a crush on her. I ain't gonna front.
Oh,
Kelly Kapowski. You say by the bell. That was...
That's Zach's girl.
Yeah, that was Zach's girl. You know, all right, you know what creeped me out? All right, like... You ever watch the early episodes? Like, the ones before, like, before A.C. Slater, they had, like, that one, like... The one Spanish kid, like...
Mario?
What's his name, Mario? I don't remember, that's funny if you remember his name. Like, he was, like, he was on the poor side of the 90210.
Oh, 90210?
No, that's where they live. They was, like, out... That's where they lived out there, you know what I mean? Like, that's too funny, though.
I think Left Eye. You said, like, Left Eye a lot.
Oh, you was feeling Left Eye?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But this was not, like, way, way back in the day. You know, it was, like, probably, like, a decade ago. Who else? What's her name? Aaliyah. Before, you know, she passed away.
Yeah, Aaliyah. Well, obviously.
I'm just recalling more on, like, kind of more. Stacey. Girl from, what's that movie called that we're watching with Damon Dash? Not the girl, not the petite little chick, the doll, but the other girl in it. Like, I had a retarded, like, just like fixation with her.
Who?
Infatuation.
Who?
I forget her name.
What's she in?
What's the movie called where, what's the name's like, he played the part of P. Diddy and he's like, take that.
Oh, is that from the Dynasty?
Yeah, okay, not the little petite Asian thing.
Yeah.
But the other girl. She's like green eyes, light skin, green eyes. In that movie.
I don't remember. Stacey Dash?
If you looked it up, I don't know her name.
Was Stacey Dash in that movie?
I have no idea what her name is. I just... know her looks and she's pretty flavory.
Pretty flavory. That's not her, right?
No. Well, it looks kind of like her though. She looks like her a little bit. It's an exotic creature.
I don't know. You lost me.
Damn, who's that? Not her.
Halle Berry. You serious?
It's a fly, dude, right there.
Dude, you are just lost.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what that was.
Sure.
Whatever.
Oh, shit.
You remember Crisscross?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks... Oh, wow. Them dudes did not... Didn't... Oof. They look creepy, dude. I'm sorry. That's what they look like now, B. Kind of creeped out. That guy.
Once, twice, three times, man. you got what I need.
You got problems, you know that, right? For hell. Still trying to think of who you're talking about.
If you look up the name of that movie, and obviously look at the cast.
Oh, you're a pain in the ass.
It's cool. You don't have to.
No, I guess I have to now.
No, you don't. I mean,
no, because not everybody wants to know.
No, well, I'm sure they know. They're probably, oh, he's probably thinking it once. He's retarded. Oh, my God. Let's pick a tank channel, but I'm not playing a seven. Yo. The potentiality of this show...
It has gone down to zero.
Nah, man. I'm
in the saying. Past 10 minutes, you can't remember who the hell. That's recently, though. That's this dude's daughter.
Daughter?
Yeah, that's, what's his name?
I would like to make a baby. Go have on a
That's,
child.
That's this dude, What's the guy's name?
I don't know. Halves on a child.
That's Rashida Jones.
Toasty.
But she, like, what was she in? That movie was like, came out like 03. Talk about like when you were like a teenager, when you were like 13, 14.
Dude, I could barely recollect last week, let alone.
This is true.
For all you listeners out there, Julio has a severe case of ADD. ADD.
Yeah, coupled with
ADD. Not subtract DD. Addition DD. Additional DD. A jingling baby.
You know who her father is, right?
No.
Quincy Jones.
What?
Yes. And her mom is the chick from the Mod Squad. You ever see that 60s show, the Mod Squad?
No.
Yeah, it's her mom.
That was her mom?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Man, that's the chick. You see them? You watch the Mod Squad? You see that movie from 60s?
Oh, it's my dude, yo. From,
what's his name?
Tales from the Hood. Oh. Candy makes you daddy. Delilah, give me your RP.
That's some half-baked, dummy. Yo, Tales from the Hood was a terrible movie. I'm sorry.
Kind of ill.
It was,
Remind me of Creepshow. You ever see Creepshow?
Yeah, Creepshow. Yo, you saw that they remade, what the hell's the shit called? And have you stopped touching the equipment. Pause.
Equipment.
They remade, Fright Night.
Fright Night?
Rashida. Yeah, Rashida Jones is fine.
I want a Coors Light.
I got Coors Light, but I got, root beer vodka in the fridge, if you want.
Oh, man.
It'd be one of those nights.
But we do need the ratings to go up.
You ever see her sister?
She's a sister?
Yeah, Kidada.
No.
Kidada used to date Tupac.
Word.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, I'm all about like the exotic creatures. Oh, she's pretty.
That's her sister.
No. You know, girls along that line, like Rihanna, Alicia Keys, stuff like that. Flavory.
Alicia Keys, really?
Flavor Amphibians. Well, yeah, she's pretty, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her lately, but it's more or less, you know, my steez preference.
You know my steez.
But, come on, who we...
You trying to use the show as a dating service? Is that what you're trying to do? He's like, any ladies out there that look like that want to contact me? Feel free to do so at any point. I'm single. I'm looking for love.
Dat Fan. He's that. That's the dude, yo. Dat Fan.
You like Dat Fan?
Yeah, he's ill, man. Mad props to Dat Fan. Yo. Super funny, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man. Very.
I'm not really on, you know, YouTube. The Dat Fan.
No, I don't know. I think you're pretty cool, man.
No, I saw him on that joint he did. On that that show he did, Last Comic Standing. I guess he won the first one or whatever. Or whatever he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget homeboy's name. He's like a real, real big fat guy. He has a new stand-up coming up on Comedy Central.
What guy?
Oh, I forgot his name. He's like a humongous fat dude.
Remember this joint? Remember this show?
Oh, Kids Incorporated?
Nah, it's Wild and Crazy Kids.
I remember him.
Omar Gooden was on Wild and Crazy Kids. I forgot.
You know, guess.
Omar Gooden, isn't he the dude? Was he in Baby Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, all thugged out.
Oh, shit. Baby Boy. My mom told me to watch that.
Your mom told you to watch that?
Yeah, she's like...
I think she's trying to send you a message.
She did. She's like... She basically said, that's you. And the guy...
Is your stepfather.
What? What? I haven't seen it.
Yo, that's mad funny.
What? I'm haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Nah. That's so funny that you mentioned that. Because the other day, she's like, watch Baby Boy. Like, all right, Mom.
Yo, she's just... I don't watch it. She's trying to send you a message.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's mad funny. Want me to tell you what the movie's about?
Message? No.
Actually, you know what? I can tell you what it's about, but I'm going to IMDb it right quick and give you the synopsis.
Yo, do you have a restroom?
Yeah, you know where it's at. You can't go right now.
Why, dude? I got to pee, dude.
Because you got to hear this. Hold on. Listen.
Oh,
hold on.
God.
Hold on. Listen. This is the plot Baby Boy. This is the story of Jody, an unemployed young black man who's been living with his mother for several years, even though he's got a child of his own. Romantically, he's having relationships with two women, the mother, Yvette, of his son, and a new interest. The movie revolves around Jody, a young, unemployed, selfish, immature black man who won't leave the nest of his mama's home, even though he has a son and daughter by two different women. Jody's a mama's boy, and when his mom's new ex-con boyfriend moves in the house, Jody becomes very defensive. It is continually challenging him.
Oh, God.
His mom's previous boyfriend, who moved in, kicked his older brother out, who subsequently ended up dead on the street. And Jody doesn't want this to happen to him. Message!
Isn't it Tyson or something? Was it Brother Tyson? What's his name, Tyson?
Tyrese?
Yeah.
It's Jody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've probably seen some part of it. But it's funny.
All of it's true except for the you having kids part.
Well, actually...
Wait, what? You have kids?
Guess. You know, guess.
You know, little guess.
No, I don't.
Just go work with lepers, you know?
This girl in high school scared me when I said I got her pregnant. But
join the club.
Oh, my God.
On that note, time to close out the show.
Really?
Yeah.
It's time?
Yeah.
Well, alrighty. It's been interesting.
It's been fun. I think it's hilarious that your mom compared your relationship to the movie Baby Boy.
She tries?
She tries what?
To break it down. I tried to. Sometimes.
And what happened?
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it's the outro to Sesame Street. That's how we're going out today. Today's show has been brought to you by the letter M and the number 5. For funding, go to pbs.com and donate
to the cause.
Either that or go to my PayPal account and donate to my cause.
Ruh.
So, it's been fun. Maybe next week we'll touch more on Julio's home life.
Ayo. We will see. We will see.
And we're out.
Peace.
Goonies TV. Goonies Central.
Bye.
Goonies Podcast. Shout out. P7. Couldn't be here. Shout out Scam, my boy Scam Rock over there, holding the UK down.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shout out to all the big brothers and big sisters.
Hey, Jay.
Wait.
The Children's Television Workshop.
And we're out.
Peace.